Your agency, you merged with the 17th largest ad agency in the world.
Yes.
And that was?
Lennon and Doodle. In 1969, a man named Jack Wyatt walked into my office. He was part owner of Wyatt and Williams Advertising Agency in Dallas, Texas, an $8 million shop. We were about $4 million at that time. He had just become part of Lennon and Doodle out of New York, who wanted to build a Southwest division. They were the 11th largest agency in the world, or 11th or 12th at that time. He picked me as the target for Oklahoma City. I got thinking about it, and I thought, well, I had two objectives when I went into the advertising business. One was to build an agency that was big enough to handle the biggest account in the state of Oklahoma. At that time, that was Phillips Petroleum Company, which was handled by an agency in Dallas. The second objective was to build an agency that would survive after I was gone. And I said to myself, there in 69, I'm not going to make it. I really am not going to make those. So this looks like a good thing to do, so I did it. 2 years later, 71, an order for a newspaper in Los Angeles we'd done business with was rejected without cash in advance. That's how I found out Lennon & Doodle was in financial trouble. So we began the process of trying to buy ourselves back at the bargain table. They were selling off assets as fast as they could. They were talking to big agencies about merging their company, and one of them was Darcy. Darcy's company had a New York office. A man named Marvin McQueen headed up that office. He was the guy that was visiting with Lennon & Doodle about merging, and then all of a sudden he saw Darcy going to make a merger, and he was afraid of his future, so he knew that Lennon & Doodle had an office down here who was making a buck or two, so that's how we got acquainted. He had a reason. His only daughter was married to a Tulsa doctor. He's from the Midwest originally, went to school in Wisconsin, and wanted to go back to a center of the country. So he went to work for us. He thought he was going to go to work for us on a small basis, but he became a big factor, and he very shortly became head of our Tulsa office. We were about to lose our creative director, and we weren't all that good anyhow. And he suggested I go up to talk to his son, Angus. Angus was running the office for Louis Unitas in New York. The famous Johnny Unitas had started an agency with a guy named Louis. Their big account was Ticketon, the first ticket company where you could order tickets easily for events and so forth. It was a new idea, and it was going well. He had great creative credentials. Angus wrote and produced commercials for RC Cola, Lufthansa Airlines, Gerber Foods, big accounts. Good stuff. So I went up and talked to him, and he came to work on July 1st, 1973.